Has faced a crossroads in life, one of these extraordinarily difficult decisions. They've stood with exasperated eyes, looking at divergent paths, begging and pleading to know the way. My friend Elliot is a good example. He is a young leader with an exceptional job in a great company founded and led by Christians. He's been there for a while. He has gained respect and a reputation, and slowly gathered more influence in the organization. He planned on staying there forever, and was happy to do so. Then, out of the blue, he received a job offer from another fantastic organization. The opportunity offered him the chance to work full-time on his passion to provide clean water and help children in impoverished nations. It was the chance to move from spending some of his time on his passion to investing his entire career in it. But the decision required drastic changes to his life. He would have to move to another city, leave behind the years of progress he had made in his current company, and even work for a reduced salary, which would no longer allow him to give as liberally to charitable organizations as he had in the past. He prayed and even fasted. He begged God to show him the way. He was willing to do whatever God wanted. He pleaded with God to make it clear to him whether he should stay or go. With all of his heart, he wanted to do what was right, and he was horrified he would make the wrong decision and pay for it for the rest of his life. This process went on for months, and, in the end, he decided to stay where he was. To this day, he doesn't know if he made the right decision. Have you ever felt this way? Almost every Christian I know has had this experience. Why is it that God makes it so hard for those who genuinely want his help to get it when making life's great decisions? Why are these decisions so hard, and how should you deal with them? We are often told to follow God's will, but what does that look like? What does that mean? If we follow the idea of God's will we get from modern Christian culture, would it look anything like what God actually intended? Even the phrase, following God's will, though among the most popular and frequently used phrases in all of Christianity, seems to be one of the most ambiguous. Everyone is searching for it, but surprisingly, few people have told me that they've actually found it. What does the Bible actually teach us about the will of God when following His will seems so nebulous and He seems so silent? And how can we be certain that we make the right decisions when God is refusing to answer our questions, leaving us to do it on our own? We all have questions about the choices that are facing us and where God's will is leading. I want to help you. That's why I've written this book. Let's settle one thing up front. While the idea of God's will seems vague and hard to grasp, some things in Christianity aren't so uncertain. There are concrete foundations upon which to build your life, first and foremost of which is the character of God. Most Christians don't actually doubt the character of God. They might say they do, and they might question His goodness when life throws them a curveball. But even in those moments of great doubt, they still pose their questions about God's goodness to God Himself. When life comes crashing down around them, they pray to the same God they're tempted to doubt. And even in saying, God, why? They are repeating their faith in a God to whom they can ask questions, who they even feel compelled to ask. They believe in a God who can answer them, even if He doesn't seem to want to. They rely on the fact that God does have a plan for their lives, even if He isn't sharing it with them at the moment. There is no doubt that God has a plan for His people, and understanding God's plan for your life begins with understanding God's character. That's the heart of the whole conversation. It's like what Brother Andrew, who famously smuggled Bibles into communist nations for decades, described in his book, And God Changed His Mind. He wrote of the famous moment in the Old Testament when Moses pleads with God to change his plan for Israel, and God concedes. Of that moment, Brother Andrew wrote, "We know that God is not only the holy, sovereign, eternal King, but He is also our loving Father, fair, just, compassionate, forgiving, and true to His word. We see, too, that God does not want to hurt or destroy His people. He goes to incredible lengths to avoid it, forgiving not just once or twice, but 70 times 7, before His righteousness finally demands payment."